Sir Bobby Charlton was indeed 80 this week. He was indeed 80 on Wednesday, the 11th, by the way. So they were right about that and you were wrong. However, some people have said, have we not done a Sir Bobby Charlton quiz before?
No.
And we have.
We haven't.
But it was quite a long time ago.
No, we haven't, honestly.
No, we have. Somebody's put it up already.
Oh, all right.
It's
been copied
over from YouTube. I'm sure you don't. Because I think it was quite a long time back. Yeah. Maybe it was his 75th. Birthday or something.
Yeah, could have been, yeah.
Many of these quizzes get repeated because you pick the subjects.
That's
sometimes
right,
you forget that you've already done it.
Absolutely.
Now, if you get a question correct, you will hear this sound. Right. If you get one incorrect, you will hear this sound.
Dennis has done it!
Yeah, they sound very similar.
They do, but one is different from the other because Dennis has done it is not what the first one said.
No, that's right.
Now, are you ready for question number one?
Certainly am.
When was Charlton first called up for England?
He was first called up for England for a squad against Scotland at Hampden Park, which would have been in 1957, October.
Incorrect.
No.
Dennis has done it!
It was April the 19th, 1958.
What?
It was April 19th, 1958.
No.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, sure.
It was a game against Scotland at Hampden Park. Yeah. It was April 19th, 1958, so you got it wrong.
Mm.
The question was when.
Mm.
Question number two. How many goals did Charlton score in the 1958 World Cup in Sweden?
1958 World Cup in Sweden. Bobby Charlton scored. England went out to... 1958. Let me tell you this. I believe he scored zero goals at the 1958 World Cup in Sweden.
That's your final answer?
That's my final answer.
Correct.
Thank you! Woo, woo! In fact, he didn't play.
He didn't.
He didn't play. He was taken.
He was picked for the squad,
and
he didn't play.
And everybody, I remember the scandal at the time that he didn't play.
Really?
Yeah.
How old were you then?
About one.
Remember the scandal at the time?
No, but I don't worry, because I remember...
Child prodigy.
No. I did a lot of research on football when I was a kid in
the
60s.
You said the other day, when somebody was asking us to congratulate their second, their two-year-old daughter, that she wouldn't be able to speak any English at the age of two.
No, that's right,
So you must have been,
I was a child prodigy.
You must have been. Question number three.
Yeah.
Bobby Charlton survived the Munich air disaster in 1958.
Yes.
He and Dennis Violet switched seats with which two players in the final moments before takeoff? Led to their survival.
Yeah, because their seats came out of the plane and ended up on the runway.
Yeah.
It's a gruesome question, that, because...
Gruesome?
Yeah, the two players they swapped with were... It was Duncan Edwards and Tommy Taylor.
Tommy Taylor was one.
Yeah.
The other was David Pegg. I'll give you half a
David
point.
Oh, David Pegg, right, OK.
So you get one of each there.
Yeah.
Question number four.
Yes.
Which Manchester United star refused to play in Charlton's testimonial because of a row they were having?
That was a legendary spat between... There was the Holy Trinity of three. It was Bobby Charlton, Dennis Law and George Best. Mm-hmm. And the three of them together are in a memorial statue outside Old Trafford, which I've seen and admired many times. And the one who wouldn't play was George Best because he was the enfant terrible.
What were they having a row about?
George Best lifestyle.
Is that right?
Yeah, because Bobby Charlton often accused him of not being fit enough to play because he didn't turn up at training enough.
Well, he wasn't sober enough to play, probably. Question number five. Charlton's last game for Manchester United was at Stamford Bridge in April the 28th, 1973.
Yeah.
What gift was he given by Chelsea's chairman?
It was a month earlier when he'd scored his last goal. So this is what why he decided to quit, because he hadn't scored for four games. And he was given, remarkably... considering he was a footballer in those days, and it would be an absolute scandal these days, he was given a silver cigarette box.
Correct.
Yes, thank you.
Have you seen these questions?
Sorry?
Have you seen these questions?
No, I promise you I have not.
You sure? You promise me?
I promise you.
Oh, well, you must be telling the truth
then. No.
You're laughing now as well.
I'm not, which is another reason to be suspicious. I'm not at all.
Question number six.
Yes.
When Charlton was appointed manager of Preston North End in 1973, who did he hire as player coach?
Player coach... Their coach. I mean, you see, I thought he went there as a player and then became player coach himself, right? Just thinking aloud. But then when he got the job as manager, he took with him, could it possibly have been Wilf McGuinness?
Is that your answer?
That's my answer.
Incorrect.
No.
Dennis has done it.
It wasn't even Milf McGuinness either. It was Nobby Styles.
Nobby Styles.
Yeah. Mm. Question number seven.
Yes.
Where did Charlton meet his wife, Norma Ball?
Norma Ball.
Yeah.
Well, Charlton, Norma Ball, he met her at... I think he met her at an ice rink. I'm thinking aloud now, thinking aloud. And let me see. The only ice rink I know around Manchester was in fact at Altrincham, but that wasn't the ice rink where he met her. That definitely wasn't. I'm thinking aloud now.
It wasn't Altrincham ice rink.
No.
You said it wasn't.
I'm saying it wasn't, no. Okay. So it was some promotional thing he was doing for Manchester United, and she was working on the staff of wherever they were doing the promotional thing. I have to say Altrincham ice rink.
Well, it's an ice rink in Manchester is the answer, so I'll give you that.
Right, it is, yeah. Thank you.
Question number 8. Mm. Who played Charlton in the British TV film United, directed by James Strong?
What year was this?
I don't have a year.
Sorry, it's a TV programme called what?
It was a British TV film called United.
United. And you want to know who played...
Which I believe was about the Busby Babes.
Yes, the Busby Babes, that's right. Oh, yeah, and who played Bobby Charlton, you're asking me?
Yeah.
Right. I know who played Sir Matt Busby. And I know played...
You've definitely seen these questions.
No, I haven't.
Well, how do you know anything about the film?
Because I remember seeing it. I saw it.
You saw the film?
Yeah, and there was great criticism of the role of Matt Busby's deputy, because Matt Busby was in hospital after the Munich air disaster, and his deputy, whose name has escaped me, took over, and he was criticised by all the squad for... not being caring enough to the players and all that kind of stuff. Now, who played Bobby Charlton? Yeah. I'm trying to think now of an actor who looks a bit like Bobby Charlton would have looked in those days with his Brill Cream haircut. And I'm going to have to say the same bloke who played Brian Clough in The Damned United.
What's his name?
I don't know. But
Well, that's not an answer.
Oh, well, hang on a minute. Wait a minute. Let me think.
You have to give me a name.
I tell you what, it could have been that bloke who played... Yeah, I'm going to say Simon Pegg. That's my answer. Simon
incorrect.
Pegg. Oh, what was the name?
It wasn't the guy Sheen either.
Okay.
It was Jack O'Connell.
Well, I've never heard of Jack O'Connell. It's a stupid question.
Well, it's not a stupid
question.
That's about
an actor. It wasn't about Bobby Charlton.
You said you saw the film.
Oh, well, yeah, it was about an actor. It wasn't about Bobby Charlton.
You said you saw the
film. I want questions about Bobby Charlton, his career, because it's a purist football question. Not some stupid question about some half-baked unknown actor who just happened to play Bobby Charlton.
All right.
I bet he played Rupert the Bear in his next film, didn't he?
No, I don't think he did.
That's how much Bobby Charlton's got to do with it.
No, he didn't play Rupert the Bear.
Yeah.
That was somebody else. Mm. Which other England schoolboys player signed to play for Manchester United on the same day that Bobby Charlton did, which was January the 1st, 1953?
Oh, I think that was the guy who I answered for a previous question, Wilf McGuinness.
See, this is what happens when you mix up the questions.
No.
You've read the questions and you get the answers wrong
in the wrong order. I'm saying Wilf McGuinness.
That's correct.
Thank you. Hooray! Wow, this is a huge score.
It's not really. Mm. I think you've got 1, 2, 3, 4,
six
five.
And a half.
No, 5.5.
No, 6.5.
You've got 5.5.
How many more questions are there?
1.
All right, okay.
So
making 6.5.
In his first season, Manchester United won the league and Charlton scored 12 goals in all competitions.
Yes.
But they lost the FA Cup.
Yes.
Who won it?
Well, that was 1957. Now, in 1958, after the Munich air disaster, they lost the cup final 2-0 to Bolton, and both goals were scored by Nat Lofthouse. So the previous season must have been the final they lost against Aston Villa.
That is correct.
Thank you! Woo, 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 woo! Wow. I mean, that's pretty good.
Hawking gets 6.5 out of 10.
6.5, that's fantastic.
Definitely Stephanie Stewart's inquiry.
No, that's a first class pass, isn't it?
Once again. No, it's not first class. First class is above 7 out of 10.
No,
okay.
Well, that's actually
a B class.
Well, hang on, that's rubbish.
That's
I got a B
class. 6.5
and nearly 7.
Yeah, well, 7
this
is 70%.
I think this is very good.
Well, it's very good if you didn't cheat.
Of course.
However, you obviously did cheat.
How could I cheat?
Well, because there are so many signs that you cheated.
No, not at all. Not at all.
You read the questions, you memorised the answers.
No.
You mentioned Wilf McGuinness the wrong question.
Right.
And then you got it right eventually.
Yeah, I got it right.
That
tells
me that you cheated.
Anyway, I mean, that means in 7 questions out of 10, I either got them completely right or 1 nearly right. I only missed out on 3 questions. That's a fantastic effort.
Well, it's not a fantastic effort if you cheated.
Is. No, I didn't cheat.
Yeah, but you did
cheat. Fantastic
you
effort.
You did. The only time you ever get anything more...
I'm so pleased with myself, I'm telling you.
Well, you spend most of your life pleased with yourself for no apparent reason.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the Porky quiz. Yeah. Do let us know whether you think Porky cheated. Yeah. I think I know what the answer's going to be. Mm. And, of course, you've still got time to vote in the Two Mics winners and losers scenario.
Yeah.
Just go to the Two
Keep
Mics.
Keep voting.
And you've got something like 9 minutes left.
Yeah.
This is TalkSport.
Bobby Charlton tonight, this is your life. The day to you.